Hello to our dear middle school Talmidos. It is Rabbi Engelsberg. And I wanted to begin by letting you know how much I miss seeing all of you every single day, especially when you arrive in school in the morning and you leave in the afternoon, which has been my favorite part of the day, being able to greet all of you with your smiles and your good cheer. And I look forward to being able to return really soon, all of us, to our beloved Beis Yaakov Middle School to be able to continue our regular routines. I'd like to share with you a story I heard many years ago about two Hasidic Rebbes who were to become very famous and known for their unusual Hasidus and piety. One was called the Rebbe Rab Melech and his brother the Rebbe Rab Zusha. The Rebbe Rab Melech eventually became extremely famous through his Sefer Noam Elimelech, and no less great was his brother the Rebbe Rab Zusha. And these two incredible tzaddikim were once traveling, and they found themselves needing to stay overnight at an inn. In the morning, one of the non-Jewish guests at the inn accused the two esteemed rabbonim of stealing. And he said that they took something that belonged to him. His money disappeared overnight. It must be the Jewish rabbis. So they called over the law, the sheriff of the town, or it probably wasn't called a sheriff in Europe, but they brought the person who was in charge of the law, and we did a very long investigation. The length of the investigation was from the top of the Rebbe Rab Melech's head and the top of the Rebbe Rab Zusha's head, scanning them all the way down to their toes, and immediately decided that they're guilty as charged, and he took them with him to that town's cellar where they locked up all the criminals. And he took them to the cellar and he escorted them into this room where a whole group of convicts were sitting around on the floor. And he put them in there and said, "You're staying here." And he locked the door behind him and he left. Sometime later, the Rebbe Rab Melech was looking extremely sad. And his brother Rab Zusha said, "Melech, Melech, why do you look so sad? You know that wherever you are, that's where the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted you to be. So why the sad look? Why do you look so glum?" And Melech said back to his brother, "Zusha, Zusha, you don't understand. Zusha, look, look what's in the middle of the room." And of course, Reb Zusha had already noticed in the middle of the room there was a bucket used for all the people in the room to use to go to the bathroom when they had to relieve themselves. And Melech said, "Zusha, the bucket smells so bad, and it's time to daven mincha. And I'm not going to be able to daven mincha with a bucket like that in the room, and that's why I'm so sad. Not because I'm here, but because I won't be able to daven mincha." So Zusha looks at Melech and says, "Melech, Melech, don't you know that there's halach in Shulchan Aruch that says that when you're in a room with a smelly, foul bucket like that, you can't daven?" So Melech says, "Exactly what I'm telling you, Zusha. That's why I'm so upset. Because there's halach in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot daven near a bucket like that." So Zusha says, "Melech, Melech, no, you're not understanding. Melech, when's the last time you ever fulfilled that halacha not to daven in the same room as the bucket?" And Melech says, "That's the point. I've never fulfilled that halacha because I never had to give up a mincha because of such a bucket." And Zusha says, "Exactly. But today, for the first time in your life, Melech, you will be able to not daven mincha because of such a bucket. Today, for the first time in your life, you will feel halacha. You never had the privilege of being mekayim. You will not daven mincha because of a foul-smelling bucket." And Melech, all of a sudden, got the light back in his eyes, and the sparkle started returning, and a little shmeichel, a smile, formed on his lips. And what does a Hasidic Yid do when he's starting to feel so happy that he's doing the Ratzon Hashem? He's not going to daven mincha for the first time in his life because of a foul-smelling bucket. And you know what happened? Melech started humming a niggin. Ay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay sharing the simcha of the moment that today, for the first time in their life, the Rabbi, Rabbi Melech and the Rabbi Zusha will not daven mincha because of such a bucket joint in the niggin. And what do Hasidic Yidden do when they're so filled of simcha, of doing the Ratzon Habore? They linked hands and they pulled each other up and they started dancing. And what do 15 hardened criminals on the floor watching these two Jews in their euphoria, what do? They say, excuse me, can we join in your celebration? And Rabbi Melech and Rabbi Zusha said, of course. And the 15 men got up and they all linked hands and they all started dancing round and round the bucket. The singing was so loud, the excitement was palpable. And the officer came running down the steps and said, what is going on down here? At which point, one of the convicts said, it seems like these two Jews have a custom of dancing round and round the bucket. And the officer got very upset. He said, oh, no, they don't. Not under my watch. He unlocks the gate, and he takes the bucket, and he takes it with him. He locks the gate behind him, and he marches the bucket upstairs so the two Jews won't be able to dance round and round the bucket. And at that point, Melech looked at Rabbi Zusha, and he said, Zusha, I think we could daven mincha now. And this is a beautiful story to illustrate the tzidkus of the Rebbe of Melech and the Rebbe of Zusha. And I thought it's so fitting for us during these very challenging days. Usually we are Mekayim the Ratzon Habore. We do it Hashem once by going to school, by learning Torah, by davening together, by visiting each other, by spending time with each other, by being Mechazik one another in person. And now we have to be home. And probably for the first time in our lives, we're being Mekayim the Ratzon Habore. We're doing what Hashem wants by not going to school. For us men, by not going to Minyan three times a day. And all of a sudden, life's a little bit different. But the smile should be on our lips, and the niggin should return to our mouths, because we are doing what our Rabbanim have told us to do based on all the healthcare professionals. We're doing what we're supposed to do, which is there for the Ratzon Hashem. So we should be Malei Simcha, filled with joy, that perhaps for the first time in our lives, we're doing the Ratzon Hashem by staying home and not going to school. I want to share with you one more beautiful point, which I think all of you can take to heart at this point. Chazal tell us that there's one mitzvah which protects from Misa, from death, and that's the mitzvah tzedakah. We are taught by Shlomo HaMelech, tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Tzedakah saves from death. And for sure, if it saves from death, it can save from Yisurim, the Shari Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Shlishi of his, Shari V, of his Sefer Shari Tshuva. He says that, of course, if tzedakah can save from mavis, for sure it can save from Yisurim, from suffering. But then the Shari Tshuva says, what about somebody who doesn't have money? What does a person do if they don't have money to do the mitzvah of tzedakah? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, you can do gemilus chasadim, because the mitzvah of gemilus chasadim, lazor es chaverav, to help his friends by making effort on behalf of your friends, that is greater than tzedakah, because Chazal teaches us in Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Gadol Gemilus Chasadim min tzedakah. Gemilus Chasadim is even greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah, you can only do with your money. Gemilus Chasadim, you could do both with your money and with your actual self. Tzedakah can only help aniyim, but Gemilus Chasadim can help both aniyim and ashirim, the poor and the wealthy. And therefore now, when you're all at home, you have an incredible, unique opportunity to really, really, really embrace Gemilus Chasadim. When your parents need help, when your brothers and sisters need assistance, whether it's to watch them and help and play with them, and you become the Mora to help them out, your brothers and sisters who are younger than you, or to clean for Pesach, or prepare for Shabbos, or just to be able to do kind things to one another, say nice things to each other. Those are all Gemilus Chasadim, smile at one another. you have a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And with chus of that, gemilus chasadim, which is greater than tzedakah, and tzedakah tatzel mimavis, and for sure can sell from yisurim, you perhaps will be doing your part, each and every one of us, to be able to stop this magefa, to stop this challenging virus from going around and spreading itself and containing itself. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us from this challenge, La'ora, like he's done so many times, especially during the months of Adar and Nisa, the times of Geula, as we look forward in Bar Batuach and Hashem, that he's going to do what's best for us. As that happens, we will be Zoche Be'ez Hashem, that our Gemilus Chasadim will help and make that a reality for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help us and save us. And soon, very soon, we will return, Be'ez Hashem, to running in the halls, walking in the halls of Beis Yaakov Middle School and greeting one another, and once again being able to learn Torah and other limudim together and enjoying each other's company. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to continuing to being in touch with you through messages and in any other way possible.